previously on Twin Peaks.
I shot him, Bobby. I had no idea.
What happened?
We shot Waldo.
This was hidden in her desk.
Then we can proceed.
Is it set for tonight?
Yes.
What policy is this?
Your new life insurance.
Are you suggesting that there's something irregular at work here?
Reject it. That's what he said.
Hey, Dean, don't you give up.
Sign here. Welcome to One Eye Tracks, Hester.
Gentlemen, place your bets.
Jock, is it?
That's me.
Say goodbye, James.
What's up, Doc? I want to see you.
Where do we look?
I don't know. Everywhere.
Where should we start?
Maybe this is something. Umbrellas. The Kahala Hilton, July 1969, Men on the Moon.
August 9th, 1974. I first lay eyes on Mimsy.
Weird.
Yeah.
James!
What'd you do?
I just hit a button.
Hit it again. There's gotta be a way to turn it off.
My little coconut. James.
Laura said something on her tape about a coconut.
Oh my God, the necklace.
Why you sent me to Sparkwood in 21.
Sir, are you absolutely sure you want another card?
Yes, please. $21. Can you beat that? Mother always said I was born lucky. Maybe later. Thanks for asking. This is for you. I'm a friend of Leo's.
Who's Leo?
Buy your cocktails, Jacques?
Come in. Turn around. Yes. Very nice. Come over here. Something wrong. This is a good night for you to break in. The owner's coming by tonight. He likes to spend some time with all the new girls.
Who's that?
No names, child. You don't offer, and you don't ask.
Yes, ma'am.
Pick a card.
How long you been dealing blackjack?
Long enough to spot a card counter.
You always let card counters buy you a drink?
I don't see tips like that every day.
Leo ever mentioned me to you?
I don't know, mister. Who are you?
I can't believe Leo never told you about me.
Or maybe he did.
I don't know.
Leo played you like a violin. Had you and your brother taking all the risk running the product across the border. Never cut you in on a piece of the action.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Take that chip out of your pocket and take a look at it. Go ahead.
That chip has a special significance. A very special night you spent up at your cabin. Here's a clue.
Laura! Laura!
Oh, take it easy. Take it easy. How do you think a low-rent hump like Leo's been financing this little operation?
You.
I'm the bank.
You never mentioned your name.
Of course not. Leo makes the buy with my cash. You and your brother mule it across the border. He ever tell you who is distributing stateside?
Nah, some high school kid, that's all I know.
That's right. We're in sync now, Jacques. Can you feel it? Can you?
Yeah, sure.
Good. Because I've got a job for you across the border tonight. No Leo. No middleman. It's 10 grand. Half now, half on completion. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
You meet me at the water processing plant on Black Lake in 2 hours. Is that going to be a problem?
No problem.
Good. One more question, Jack.
You know, Leo told me all about that night at the cabin with the girls.
I'm curious about the chip. How'd that happen?
It was that crazy bird.
Bird?
You got a thing for Laura, saying her name all the time, like he's in love or something. So we're all partying. Girls are all getting pretty high, everybody's pretty crazy.
You, Laura, and Ronette.
Leo lets Waldo out of the cage, and the bird, he lands on her shoulder. Laura, she's all tied up. Oh, she like that. But the bird, he starts picking on her shoulder, picking like love picks or something, you know what I mean? So Leo, doing a number on her. But Laura, she's screaming about the damn bird. So Leo takes out a chip, puts it in her mouth, and says, bite the bullet, baby. Bite the bullet.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, no problem.
See you on the other side.
Can do, Cabby.
Got a trout on the line, Hawk. This one's a keeper.
I'm just gonna sit right here, okay?
Oh, come here, sweetie.
Look, we got all night, baby.
Is Lucy talking to you yet?
As we say in the law enforcement game, it's a cold trail.
Ah, women.
Harry, Hawk here. The trout's heading upstream towards the net.
Hawk, hold the line. We'll set the hook. You got a 20 on Agent Cooper?
He's downstream about 10 minutes. He'll probably miss the catch, but he'll be there when we grill him.
Copy that. We'll make our move as soon as the big fish shows his fins. Ready, Andy?
Ready, Harry.
Jock, keep your hands where I can see them. Put them on the roof of the car, now!
You heard him! Okay, Fred, get in there, Cuff.
You're under arrest for the attempted murder of Ronette Pulaski and the murder of Laura Palmer.
Your other hand. Got my gun!
Harry, look out!
My shoulder?
Andy?
Are you okay, Harry?
Yeah.
Better call that ambulance.
Yeah.
Can will be held against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney.
Hello?
All clear.
Be there as soon as I can.
Hey, what's up, Doc? It's Laura, in case you haven't guessed. It's Thursday, the 23rd. I'm so bored. Actually, I'm in kind of a weird mood. God, James is sweet, but he's so dumb. And right now, I can only take so much of sweet. Hey, remember that mystery man I told you about? Well, if I tell you his name, then you're gonna be in trouble. He wouldn't be such a mystery man anymore, but you might be history man. I think a couple of times he's tried to kill me. But guess what? As you know, I sure got off on it. Isn't sex weird? This guy can really light my F-I-R-E. He's in Red Corps. Comes Mom with milk and cookies.
Anna.
Later, Laura.
Dad?
Bye-bye.
Donna, I've got an emergency at the hospital. I don't know when I'll be back. See if your mother needs anything, huh?
Okay.
I'll call later.
Right, yeah.
James. It's okay. I'm glad I heard her say it. I'm glad. I might have gone my whole life. I'm sorry I had to hear that.
I'm okay.
Jacoby didn't kill her. He was trying to help her.
Then how'd he get the necklace?
Hear that? You've got about 1 hour to think about what you've done to me. And think about it. Because by then, Bobby Briggs is going to be dead.
You broke my heart!
It's all here. Very generous, Josie. Sitting in that concrete box all that time, 90 grand seemed like all the money in creation. Kept me going. It's a funny thing. Back in the world, I don't know. It seems kind of light.
We had an agreement.
I've been going over this in my mind, and
see, if you could follow my thinking, we're all born into life, and we have a certain number of years to move and breathe and have our being. That's from a book on Oriental philosophy I read when I was in the joint. And maybe somebody somewhere knows how much time we have. I don't. Do you? So, when a man gives up a certain portion of his life, 18 months, for instance, how does he place a value on that time? 18 months, 90,000. What's that? 5,000 a month? Well, that's not bad if you're going to live another 40 or 50 years, but what if you only got another 20 or 10? Or some unforeseen event kills you tomorrow, as in the case of the boating accident that killed your late husband, Andrew? Or say you just got out of prison, where you went in for a vehicular manslaughter as part of an agreement to avoid being implicated in the commission of a much greater crime, murder, for which, in fact, you were responsible. But now there's this threat, this possible threat, that this fact could be discovered. And in one stroke, 10 or 15 or 20 more years of your life could be cut right out from underneath you. So I've been asking myself, what does that do to the market value of 18 months?
We had an agreement.
And we still do, sweetheart.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
And I'm going to take care of everything we agreed to. You see, you want a lot for your money. And I want a lot for my time. You know, there's a saying in the joint. It's not Oriental philosophy, but it has a similar kind of logic that appeals to my spiritual nature. Once you're in business with somebody, you're in business for life, like a marriage.
The account ledger. Have you seen it?
Well, don't you keep it in that little safe at home?
No, it's not in the safe at home. It's not here. It's not anywhere. Tell me you didn't take it.
I didn't take it.
Pete, tell me the truth. You're not helping her to pull something here.
Who?
Josie.
Well, no. Pull what here?
Oh, Peter. Forget everything that we've ever said or done to hurt each other.
Just like that.
Temporarily. I know our marriage is a living train wreck, but there used to be something caring between us. The fella who caught my eye. The lumberjack who could scamper up a tree like a cat.
The boss's sister from that big house on the hill.
A summer's indiscretion. Here we are.
Catherine.
Oh, I never should have taken you to that house up on the hill.
Well, I have no complaints about the house.
As for me, taking my principal pleasure in lashing out at the one person who was decent enough to stand by me through all my foolishness.
I know things haven't been easy for you.
Peter, somewhere under all that scar tissue, there's the faintest flicker of what we used to feel for each other. I'm asking you to feel that now.
Why? Exactly.
Because I'm in trouble. And given what I've become and the way I've treated people, there's no one else I can turn to. I need your help.
Catherine.
So, Fred starts to put the cuffs on me, right? Now, Harry, he turns to go. Now, all of a sudden, Ja throws an elbow at Fred like this. Wham!
And in one move, he takes Fred's gun, and he's got the drop on Harry.
Harry is deader than a pound of roadside stew.
Then, all of a sudden, a single shot rings out.
All right, Andy, my man. All right, Andy. Go ahead, Andy. Give it your best shot. Go on.
Punky.
I'm pregnant. Fresh coffee.
Sheriff.
I'm sorry, the sheriff isn't in at the moment. I expect him back shortly. Would you care to leave a message?
You telling Leo Johnson said to check out James Hurley. He's an easy rider.
An easy rider?
You got that?
Yes, I've got that, but Leo... Wait, Leo!
Did you take Laura and Ronette up to your cabin that night?
You know, they'd both been out there before. There was no nuns.
Is that where you took the pictures for Flesh World?
Yeah, that was Laura's idea. She talked Ronette into making them ads.
What did you and Leo fight about that night?
Bastard. He hit me with a whiskey bottle.
Why?
I don't know why. That's why we fought. I'm bleeding like a stuck pig, and he's laughing.
So you used Leo's shirt to stop the bleeding. What then?
I got sick. I go outside, pass out. I wake up, I'm laying on the ground.
Where was Leo?
Lay on the girl's dig.
What about the train car?
I don't know nothing about that. I come down the hill, Leo's car is gone. I have to walk 15 miles back to my own house.
Brought him in, he was rambling incoherently.
These things he said to you, they're pretty incredible.
I know. Let's hope he pulls through.
Well, he's stabilized anyway.
So Leo had to take the girls to the train car by himself. Do you believe him?
He's too stupid to lie.
He'll testify against Leo. We got him.
We gotta find Leo first. Doc, how's Jacoby?
He's out of the woods. Listen, he says he got a phone call from Laura Palmer. He was on his way to see her when he was jumped. That brought on the heart attack.
Any description of the assailant?
He didn't see him, but he says he saw Laura Palmer standing by the gazebo in Easter Park.
It's not here. It's not here. It's not here either. Dead.
What are you doing?
It's my old high school yearbook. I thought it was gone forever.
Oh, Pete.
Sorry.
What?
It's at the mill.
What is?
What you're looking for. Drying shed 3 near the north gate.
Pete.
Guess I'll look in the other room.
What do you want? Talk terms.
We'll let you know.
Norman, do you still have that big down comforter on your bed?
Yes, Hank.
Mattresses they give you on your bunk, they're probably, yay thick, you know. And you lie there at night thinking, if this mattress is so skinny, how'd they get all those rocks inside? So, you'll forgive me if I tell you that night after night, I dreamed of you lying there on that big feather bed. I guess the hired help shouldn't be so familiar with the boss lady, huh?
I can't blame you for dreaming.
I wasn't just dreaming about being with you, Norma. What I was trying to... I shouldn't even be saying this much. Heck.
I think you should.
No. I haven't earned the right, Norma. I've been back, what, 2 days?
Say what you want to say.
I've been trying to picture a whole life with you, with the diner, making it soar, making it blue sky. I always talk too big. That's my biggest fault. I learned that talking to my counselor inside. This is new territory for me. But I'm gonna try, Norma. You know, it's 20 years we've been together next month. Can you believe it? Maybe we're doing this all backwards. Maybe it's the next 20 that counts. Give me time, Norma. I'll make you proud of me yet.
Dean. Nadine? Honey?
Oh, God, Nadine, don't you do this. Nadine. I need an ambulance. My wife is just taking some pills. 422 Riverside. For the love of God, hurry. Stay with me, Nadine. Please don't go.
with me.
Leo Johnson's gone to ground. My bet is he's holed up somewhere near his home.
Sheriff, Leo Johnson called.
When?
About 10 minutes ago, he left this message. And Sheriff, in the background, when I spoke to him, I could hear a clock striking.
What kind of clock, Lucy?
It sounded like the clock at Easter Park.
Harry.
Hawk. Good work, Lucy.
Hawk, pull the surveillance off Leo's house. I want you to set up a perimeter around Easter Park.
Got it.
I'll radio. You get some cars over there.
Harry, I gotta talk to you.
Sure.
Harry, let me talk to James. You want to investigate this? Come on, James.
Harry. Harry, is it true? You found him. You've got the killer?
We've arrested a suspect, Lee, that's all.
But is it the man, Harry? Is it him?
We can't release any details right now. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Leland, there's nothing you can do here. You should be home with Sarah now.
Well, yes, you're right. Of course, you're right. You going back to the hospital?
No, I'm heading home.
Thank you, Will.
Don't give it a thought.
Hospital.
I think you ought to listen to this tape.
Why is that?
It was Laura's. We found it. I think it'll help you find who you're looking for.
Who might that be?
Somebody with a red Corvette.
Dr. Jacoby's in the hospital with a heart attack.
Heart attack?
He said he saw Laura Palmer tonight. James, what kind of dangerous game have you been playing?
Is Jacoby gonna be all right?
I've been very patient with you, James. From here on out, I'm gonna need a better set of answers. Let's start with why this was in the gas tank of your bike.
Fine. Okay. Mm. Ghostwood, fantastic. Mm. I love it.
All your revisions are included.
Mm. Ben, I am so happy. I can't even say how much. After you.
No. After you.
After me.
Excuse me. Benjamin Horn here.
Time to black flag that little firebug.
Leo Johnson's gonna get a house call.
Proceed.
Shelly? Shelly, are you here?
Shelly's not here, Bobby.
Leo, man, am I glad to see you.
Is there something I could help you with?
Actually, it's you I was looking for, the cops, man. They're after you.
Liar!
Shelly!
Oh. Yeah! You killed her!
Later, Leo.
can't understand a word you're saying. You have a thing in your mouth. Who are you?
Shelley Johnson.
You know who called me here?
No, I don't know anything. Just please help me.
Be quiet. I'm thinking.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh,
still inside?
Not sure. Shifting's over, but still trying to get a count.
Seen Catherine?
No, Pete.
That's her car.
Jeez, God. You think she's still inside?
I guess I'm gonna have to find out.
Pete, that ain't such a good idea.
She's still my wife.
That is fat.
Ben, is this a great moment?
Ghostwood.
Incredible.
Ghostwood.
Huh? Einar, tonight you play on the house.
This is marvelous, huh?
Enjoy, my friend, enjoy.
To Ghostwood?
Huh? To Ghostwood Estates and Country Club.
Congratulations, boys.
Blackie, old pal. This calls for a celebration. Let's have a look at the new girl.
Close your eyes. This is such stuff as dreams are made of.
Diane, 4:37 a.m. After a long investigative night, returning to my room at the Great Northern, we have one suspect in custody, and Leo Johnson, the man I believe is responsible for Laura's death, won't be able to escape the dragnet we've thrown up for him much longer. As you can hear from the ambient sound around me, and I notice with some relief that the Icelandic group staying on my floor have either checked or passed out. I may not need the ear pillow earplugs, which I did receive today, Diane, although I suspect I may put them to use as a purely precautionary measure. I ordered some hot milk from room service. Here's hoping that does the job and I'll be able to catch a few hours of quality sack time. 24-hour room service must be one of the premier achievements of modern civilization.
My special agent.
Cooper here. Who is this? Could this wait till tomorrow morning? Please excuse me, I've got room service.